Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Tropft uns den Regen auf mein Kopf. Pink wie ein Deckerbus ist die kleine Farbe im Topf. Geht mir kein Sach mit, die tropft.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I am your host, Judy Gold, and this week we have a Judy Gold rant. And boy, do I have a lot to talk about. Now, it has been an incredible week. I've been watching Wimbledon. I love tennis. As you know, I'm a professional tennis player, not. I love Wimbledon, and I literally stay up pretty late just watching the matches, the reruns of the matches. I mean, I can watch tennis and basketball. Elisa loves the golf. I can't watch that shit unless it's in, like, they just do the last shot and you see if it went in. I can't do it. Anyway, but so I've been really into the Wimbledon. And did you guys, yes, I said guys and I don't care. There was a great article in the Washington Post about the friendship between Martina Navratilova and Chris Everett. And it is a fantastic article. If you can get your hands on that article, it's about friendship and competition and cancer. You know, we all love talking about cancer, but it's such a great article. It is a fantastic article. So if you can read that article. I just finished reading Daisy Jones and the Six, and now I just ordered another. I ordered The Seven Husbands of whatever her name is, her other book, so I can read that now. Reading a book is very good for you. Now, I have been reading, you know, nonfiction, but that can be aggravating for me, so I need to be in a fantasy land before I go to sleep, so... Not that I've been sleeping. I haven't been sleeping at all. And my fucking CPAP machine, it goes in my nose. It's two little things in my nose. Okay, I know you're not going to believe this, but I have a huge Jewish nose, right? And so It's a fucking tube. And then at the end, there's these two things. I got the kind that goes up your nose, and then it goes around your head. It's just so fucking annoying. Anyway, the piece that goes up your nostrils comes in all, you know, very small, medium, large, extra large. Okay? I know you're going to be shocked, but I vacillate between small and very small because my nostrils are not that big. Okay? So when I do small, sometimes it comes out. And when I do very small, it fits right in there. But then in the morning when I want to pull it out, it fucking hurts. And I have little sores, like abrasions inside. So I don't know what to do because lately it's just been uncomfortable. But I can't get a good night's sleep without my CPAP. So I'm in a fucking... If you have any CPAP situations, please write to me and tell me what they are because I don't know what to do. And also, mine has a humidifier and all the water's going into my nose and it's going like that fucking thing at the dentist. You know that thing at the dentist where they... I hate that fucking thing at the dentist where they're doing the thing and they want to suck out your saliva. That thing, I fucking hate that thing. And then it gets caught on your tongue. And it's like, why do they have to cut out your saliva? And like, my lips are dry. I don't know. I just, fuck, whatever. All right. So that's not really, I have one very big story for today that I was going to make like a reel out of it, but it's too long. It's too fucking long. So I'm going to talk about it because it is a fucking kill me now moment like you could not believe. Okay. Also wanted to say, oh my God, I yawned. Okay. I also wanted, I'm boring myself, that I'm trying to post more on the Insta and the TikTok. And it's like, it drives me crazy. Like I fucking can't stand that I have to do that. But I was like, why don't we post some old stuff? So we found this old VH1 stand-up spotlight from 1990. That's 33 years ago of me doing the Judy show. It's Judy show, that bit. And we posted it and I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling the love from that post that people like are like, oh my God, that's how I you know, was introduced to your comedy and everything. And I look at that photo, it's 33 years ago. And I'm Henry's age, basically. I mean, he's a little younger than me, but within a year. I'm 27. He's going to be 27. And it's really weird to look at that and realize, oh my God, I'm Henry's age. And look what I was doing with my life. I'm singing in a fucking microphone. It's Judy's show. And I remember the outfit and the jacket and the stupid hair. But time flies, people. That's all I have to say is time fucking flies. Okay. Time doesn't fly. It does not fly when you're on the phone with Synchrony Bank. Okay, I'm going to now tell you a story that if you want your blood to boil, just go if you're on the treadmill, whatever you're doing, if you're driving, this is the ultimate fucking kill me now. Okay, so you might not know this about me, but I am anal about paying my bills. Like I don't want any debt. I have an American Express. Like I pay everything off. I can't, you can ask my agent and my manager. Like the minute I get paid for a gig and it clears, I send them a commission check. They don't even have to send me invoices. I'm like really anal. I can't have shit like that hanging over my head. Like, oh my God, I owe this one money or I did just, it's like a thing. Okay. I bought some items in February. I was visiting Ben at Trinity for, he had a basketball game and we went to Crate and Barrel because I have this leather chair in my living room and I fucking hate it. And the kids ruined it. They've ruined all my furniture. I have the good one. What the fuck? Room and board sofa, completely ruined by them. Their friends like jumping up and down on it. It's shit. I had to put a wooden board under the chaise lounge part of it. Anyway, so everything in my apartment's real. I had these two vases from, I think, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and then my mother had them, and she gave them to me, and both gone because the kids were playing with a fucking Nerf football in the living room. Like, beautiful Waterford vases, okay, that have been in the family forever. So I have had to learn to let, I mean, I cry and I scream and I have a tantrum, but I let it go because it's a thing. So I'm visiting Ben. Elisa and I are visiting Ben for his game. We're, you know, we're spending the weekend in West Hartford, Jewish. And so we go to Crate and Barrel because I need a new chair in my living room. And I go in and I see this leather recliner and I sit in it and it's fucking awesome. And then I walk around the store. I mean, it takes me a long time to buy something because I have to, for me, I have to, like if I think about it when it's not there, if I'm like, oh God, I really want that chair. Oh God. You know, like that's when I end up buying it. So I think like we went, we looked at all the shit and then we went to the game or whatever. And then I was like, Elisa, I could be making this up, but this is how it usually goes. I can't stop thinking about that chair. I need to get that chair because I fucking hate the chair. So she's like, fine. And it was really expensive. So, and the guy was really nice who helped us, gay. So we go back and I'm like, I wanna buy the chair. I had them print out everything. Now, oh, no, that's not what happened. Oh my God, we didn't go back. I got the printout of the chair. The guy that helped us, I said, can you print it out and can you give me your card? And I had the, you know, he's like, this is what you looked at and a rug. I didn't want to spend the money for the rug, whatever. And so I brought it home and like over a week, I couldn't stop thinking of the chair. I kept looking at the paper and I emailed the guy and I said, should I order this online or will you get a benefit because you helped me with the chair? And he said, it will be better for me if you ordered it through me. So this is what, I'm a loyal customer. So I called him, very nice. We set up a time to talk and I bought the chair over the phone with him. But if I get a Crate and Barrel credit card, I get a certain percentage off and they had, you know, one of those. And I never do that, but it was like a good deal and I get points. And I knew I was going to buy a dresser too because I needed a dresser. So I was like, you know what? Because I really don't have a lot of credit cards. I mean, I have them, but I really just use my Amex and my JetBlue MasterCard. Okay. So I get the first bill, which is only 50% or it's not the whole thing because it was on back order. Because, you know, every time you fucking order furniture now, it's like you order it in February and they're like, oh, it'll be there more at the end of March. I mean, June. I mean, 2028. It's like ridiculous how long it fucking takes. So I ordered it on February 20th. I received it Saturday, July 8th. Saturday, July 8th. I ordered it on February 20th and it was going to be there in a month. Okay. FYI. So anyway, so I get this credit card and I get the bill and I enroll in autopay because that way I don't have to worry about it. And it just comes out and I don't want to ruin my credit and I don't want to be like, oh shit, did I pay? You know, like, so I enroll in autopay and it pays it in March. Okay. And then I order a dresser and that came right away in New York and I pay it in May. Okay. And all of a sudden in June, I get this I look up because I noticed, oh, I don't think they took, you know, it was auto pay out of my checking account. I don't think they took the money out of the thing and I, you know, like I'm just on it, you know, and it seems like I should have, you know, it should have been taken out. So I go to look, okay, I go to look and I'm enrolled in auto pay. So on June 20th, I did an automatic payment and then 2 days later or 4 days later, June 24th, it was due on June 20th, June 24th, I look at it and I'm like, wait, it didn't go through. Okay. So I know you'd think this is boring, but it gets really good. So on June 24th, I call them. I say, hey, my auto pay didn't go through, and now I have a late payment fee, and I don't understand. I'm enrolled in auto pay, and it didn't go through. And then we go over my, she's like, oh, something must be wrong with your checking account number. So we go over my checking account number. They said they were missing one number, which is a zero, okay, which is the first number is a zero. And the bank told me that was just a placeholder number. You never have to give that. But I always give it anyway. So I gave them the number. They're like, oh, okay. And she says, it went through. And I'm like, okay, can you also make sure this doesn't affect my credit score? Because I have a really good credit score and I did nothing wrong. And no one notified me that if I hadn't looked, then I wouldn't even have noticed that it hadn't gone through. Because they didn't fucking write to me and, you know, email me. So she's like, sure. And she puts a dispute, you know, for the credit companies. And then then I'm fine. A week and a half, 2 weeks later, I get a letter. And it says, you did not pay your bill. And we are contacting the credit and doing whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck? I paid it on the 24th. Okay. So apparently on the 28th, they returned the check. And they said, return check, that the payment I made on the 24th on the phone that the woman said went through right there while I was talking to her didn't go through. So they charged me $30 on the 20th. If I hadn't gotten this letter, I'm not even there to get the letter. Brittany got the fucking letter and took a picture of it and is like, what the fuck is going on? And so I call Crate and Barrel. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I look on my account and it says posted on June 20th, a dispute, a credit, and rejected on June 24th, then posted again on June 28th, and then rejected a check return thing on June 30th. And all I get is this letter in the mail. So then I ignored the first letter because I'm like, oh, that probably came before, you know. Then a few days later, Brittany goes and looks in my mail and she sends me this thing that your account is closed. My account is closed. They canceled. I've never canceled an account. I've never not paid a bill. I couldn't fucking believe it. Hey everyone, did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States? And I'm one of them. You're listening to one of them. Fast Growing Trees has everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, house plants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and your space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Forever. I just want you to know that I just got off a plane and I walked in my apartment. What was the first thing I did? Is I came in and said hi to Avi, my fig tree. I'm telling you, and I have Yael, which is another plant, but Fast Growing Trees has changed my atmosphere here in my apartment. You don't need a lot of space, but they do have, you know, they have stuff for outdoor spaces, but I live in an apartment and I'm telling you, Avi and Yael, yes, they're both Jewish names, Hebrew. The space looks so much better. And I just had a conversation with Avi. Like, I was like, I missed you. I love having living things here. It's very, very, I don't know, it's made this more of a home. It's the best. And Elisa has some too. And she loves them. And she talks to them too. But she got that from me. Anyway, check out Fast Growing Trees. You need to be around plant life. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. You're welcome. So Friday, this past Friday, okay, I think it was July 7th. I don't even know. I spent, I'm not kidding, 3 fucking hours on the phone with Synchrony Bank and my bank. My bank was great. I called them. I asked them a question. I hung up. It was like, you know, fine. Synchrony Bank first. Okay. So the first phone call, I call, and you know how they answer, and it's like, hi, my name is, like, that weird, like, my name is Robin, and it has some weird, like you're talking through a tunnel, you know what I mean? You know, I don't care, I just want help, so I'm like, oh, God, she's gonna, you know, so I explain the whole situation. And she's like, Miss Gold, your thing was returned, and you did, apparently the check was returned, and she keeps saying the same thing. I said, but look, I'm enrolled in AutoPay. Do you see where it says I paid it twice? I don't understand, but we didn't. And it's like the same thing over and I go, look. And I can't stop. And she keeps saying this. You know how they have the whole thing? I know I'm trying to help you, but I understand that you have anything, but your check did not go through and your account is not going through. And she's like saying the same thing over. And I said, look, I know it's not you personally. But I have done nothing fucking wrong here. And I said, do you see my account number? Tell me. I cannot tell you what your account number is. I said, okay, then I will tell you my account number. And I'm going, no, I don't understand. I can't verify that. Everything I tried to do, I said, why did you call? I want to talk to someone. Why they closed the account?
Once they close the account, you can't.
And it's like, everything is just this fucking. And she, I said, I want to talk to someone else.
When no one else is going to talk to me.
Okay. And I'm like, I need to talk to a supervisor. This is wrong. You're not helping me. I'm trying to explain to you that I did nothing wrong here. You closed my account. You're affecting my credit score because you fucking had the wrong account number and fucked it up. Okay. So finally,
she canceled and she said, I'll put you through with someone else.
After I just was like, I need to, but it was like, it took 45 minutes or so. And she's like,
and Miss Gold, I'm trying to explain to you.
And she's getting all cunty, but I'm like really mad. Okay, as you can tell. So then they get this woman on. And I think her name was Ashley. I don't know what her name was. She's like, I'm so sorry, you know, and she's nice and she's, you know, I'm a supervisor, you know, I see here. So what happened? Okay, so what they did is they did a dispute and you can't pay that. Now that it's in dispute, you can't pay it. You can only pay what your account says, which is the balance of my new chair that came on, that was came like 20 years after I ordered it. So she is like, you're going to have to wait. We can't open your account. We had the wrong, I said, okay, so but what if I pay this other balance right now, what if you have the wrong account? She's like, you know, anyway, she was kind of nice and I thought it was done. But it wasn't, of course. So she's like, you need to call your bank. You need to discuss that. You know, they always, you know, she's like, you need to talk to your bank because your bank rejected it. Okay. So I call my bank. Very nice. They're like, we have no record of Crate and Barrel taking, even attempting to pay anything. Nothing. Nothing. I said, Synchrony Bank, nothing. There's no attempt. And previously I had said to the woman,
not the woman,
but the woman after her, I said, why would you send me letters that come a week, you know, a week, 7 to 10 days later to say your account is overdue? What, don't you email? You have my email. They're like, and she said, oh, we emailed you. I went through my emails. I went through my spam. I went through everything. They did not email. Never. I've never gotten, and I've gotten Crate and Barrel emails about my delivery and stuff, but I've never gotten anything about my bill. So that was bullshit. So I call my bank. The guy's like, you know what? No attempts ever. We have no record of this. Nothing. So I have to hang up and call back. Okay. At this point, you know how you want to cry? And I just wanted to go swimming in the ocean. But no, I have to spend fucking 3 hours on the fucking phone. So I call back Synchrony Bank. And I'm really at my wit's end. Okay. And I get this woman, Tracy, with an I, okay, who has a dog, and she's, I think, in Texas. I don't know where she was, but she was very nice. And I explain the whole thing to her, and she's like, oh, my God. And she opens my thing, and she's like, oh, I'm going to say something, and you can all think I'm a horrible person, but when I called back Crate and Barrel, and I got another, I can do Ms. Gold, I Ms. Gold, you know, that kind of weird in a tunnel thing. Ms. Gold, you are new, that one. Okay. I asked for a United States representative and she said, fine. Okay. I just want you to know that I did that because I felt like those people were not helpful. So I get a United States. She looks at it. She goes, I'm going to get you a supervisor. So I get Tracy. That's how I got Tracy with an I. She's a grandma and she had a Jack Russell Terrier and lab mix puppy there that she was watching for her grandkid and it was barking. Okay. So I spend 45, I don't even know how long on the phone with her. I mean, meanwhile, it's almost Shabbat. Okay. The sun's going down. I'm not going swimming. I'm not getting exercise. I'm just fucking screaming on the phone. That is my job. She goes through the whole thing and she's like, I can't believe this. You've done everything right. And, you know, I said, I told her everything. And so she wrote this whole long thing. And she said, listen, within 48 hours, a human being is going to read this. And I believed her. I felt, you know how you get like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. Finally, some, you know, like it was, I didn't know what to do. I was like, Tracy. And I went through everything. I said, why? And she's like, I have no idea. I don't know why. I said, I never received an email notifying me there was a problem. I called multiple times trying to pay the fucking thing off. It's not like I wasn't trying to pay it off. I was like, please let me pay it. I said, can I just pay the money for the old, you know? And she said, you can't. You can't pay it now because it's in dispute. And she wrote this whole long letter. I could hear her typing. You know, and she was like, and she did exactly what she would, you know, she was like, wait, hold on. You know, she was really, really nice. Okay. So I said, can I please, please pay the remaining balance, whatever's there. I just want to pay it off and I want to pay all of it. And she's like, you can't, but you can pay the remaining balance of your chair that took 3.5 decades to be delivered. So I paid that, you know, that felt good. And she assured me, like, do you ever feel like I didn't want to let her go? I didn't want to even hang up the phone. I'm like, please, please resolve this. And I couldn't even sleep between my CPAP and this fucking stupid crate, Synchrony Bank. Do not get a credit card with Synchrony Bank. Do not. Oh. Hey everyone, you know what I just did? I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra, that has a little green tea in it. And so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And you know, it's getting warmer out. And what does that mean? Summer. Oh God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome. So anyway, finally, Tracy and I had to say goodbye, but I felt like she's like, a human being will see this. You will, you know, probably hear something in 48 hours. It's been 48 hours and I haven't heard anything, but it's the weekend. It's the weekend. It's Sunday night. I'm recording this on Sunday night. So I don't know, but I'm hoping tomorrow. But I keep checking. And the money was taken out of my checking account for the remainder, but it has not posted yet on the Synchrony Bank thing. And I paid it with my debit card number instead of my account number. Okay, that's how I was like, take my debit card, do something, put it on my other credit card. And so I hung up with Tracy with an eye, and she actually also said, when you call, if you have to call back, you say, Tracy with an I, check what she wrote. So I love you, Tracy with an I. I hung up with her. All my afternoon plans gone. Like I literally, this was my fucking activity. And I called my bank one more time to make sure that they had never received any inquiries or, you know, I just called and they said, no, they have never even tried to take money out of your account. I gave them the, you know, and so now I am in this limbo. My credit score is going to go down because some fucking idiot put in the wrong number. Didn't email, no one, Synchrony Bank, do not get a credit card with them. They suck. The people that work there suck, except for Tracy with an I. And so that is where I am right now. Next week, I will tell you what happened. But we got the chair and I'm not in New York, but I told Ben he cannot eat in the chair. I don't want him eating or drinking coffee or anything in my new chair. But he said it was a great chair, which it is. But I mean, can you fucking, like, it's so frustrating. It is so fucking frustrating. Okay? So that's my kill me now. I also wanted to say that it was July 4th last week and it poured here in Provincetown and there was so much fog you couldn't see the fireworks. And you know what? I felt that that was a good metaphor. I felt that was a good metaphor for what the fuck is going on in this country. Okay? The moms against these Nazi moms. Is it Moms for Liberty? Whatever they are. They're just all Nazis and horrible and dumb. They're dumb. We're dumb. We're dumb. We are dumba. Okay? And we're going down the tubes. And it's not good. So anyway, I am re-aggravated from telling you this story. Like, I am not going to sleep again, I think. I had to take a lorazepam because of this fucking story. Because of this fucking... So do not get a Crate and Barrel credit card. and ask for a U.S. representative. These are things we can learn. And don't back down, baby. Don't back. And I always do a disclaimer, like, I know it's not you personally. I know it's not, but and if you see a customer, look at their history. I've never paid anything. Like, I'm in auto pay. Like, people who aren't going to pay their bills do not go into auto pay, you fucking assholes. Okay, sorry. Isn't that an unbelievable story? Okay. So anyway, I got to go because I'm in Provincetown and I have a show right after this, but I had to record my rant for the week. But I want to tell you a lot of shit that's going on with me. Okay. First of all, if you live in New York City, my son Ben is playing in the West 4th Street League and he has games on Sundays. I don't know what time they are, but he is on the team Swish. If you want to go see my baby play ball. He had 35 points last week and 30 points this week.
That's my little baby.
Okay. And the West 4th Street, that's called the Cage. It's an iconic basketball court. And I can't believe my son is playing there. And I'm going to fly in to see him. That's, or drive in or whatever. Okay. So it is now the week of July 11th. I am working in P-Town this week. Tuesday, I have shows Tuesday and Sunday at 8:30, and I have a show on Thursday at 7 at the Post Office Cafe and Cabaret in Provincetown. Tuesday, Thursdays, and Sundays through the end of August, okay? But I think there's one in September, so that's Labor Day weekend. Okay, so I am there every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, except July 18 to July 28th. I am going to Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. You can catch me at Just for the Culture every night from July 18 to July 26th. That's 8 nights in a row at the Just for the Culture show. You can see my solo show. I'm doing an hour on the 26th and the 27th. At the Montreal Comedy Festival, it'll be me doing a full hour. Go see it. If you're listening and you live in Montreal, we're doing a live Kill Me Now recording on July 27th with Alonzo Bowden, one of my favorite people. So if you're listening, you're going to be at the festival just for culture every night from July 18 to 26, solo show July 26 and 27. And if you're a Kill Me Now listener, we're doing a live recording on July 27th. I will also be doing a giveaway for 2 free tickets to come to the live Kill Me Now. So keep an eye on my socials to know how to win. I will also be doing Ruby Karp's show at Just for Laughs on July 18th. And last but not least, I'll be doing Jack Whitehall's show on July 28th. So, you know, follow me on Twitter and all that shit. Oh, I joined the other one, the links thing. I joined it, okay? I'm on that too. Or what it's called, threads, links, whatever it looks like. I'm old. Okay, you can get tickets for all these shows at montreal.hahaha.com. Montreal.hahaha.com or at the link in my bio on Instagram. And I would love it if you're at the festival. Please say hi. I would love to see you. And I love that you're, you know, you listen to me scream and yell every week. I love you. So thank you. Thank you for listening. And this podcast is produced by Laura Vogel. Not really this one, you know, because, I mean, she does produce it, but it's just, you know, this one's the rant. And I love that you love the rants. It is edited by Colin Schmeling. Poor guy has to listen to my voice. But you know who else has to listen to my voice? Brittany Jo Sowards Richmond, because she has to pick the clips to put on the Instagram and the, you know, and the promoting, and she has to listen to my fucking annoying voice. So God bless her. So thank you to all of those people. Thank you to you for listening. Thank you all. I love you all. And if you're listening to the end, I love you even more. And yeah, I don't know what else to say except what we always say. So long. Yeah.